Chaque fin d'année, pour célébrer l'industrie du jeu vidéo et ses plus grandes réussites, le prestigieux Game Awards a lieu et récompense les meilleures sorties de l'année. Les Aligoniens peuvent être fiers, un jeu vidéo fait par un développeur indépendant d'Halifax a été nominé dans 3 catégories. Le jeu s'appelle Tunic, il est sorti en mars de cette année et depuis il a été propulsé par les très bons commentaires qu'il a reçus. Le jeu met en scène un petit renard dans un monde mystérieux et coloré dont il faut résoudre les énigmes. Tunic a été nominé dans Meilleur jeu d'aventure, Meilleur jeu indépendant, Meilleur début indépendant. Nous avons eu la chance de parler avec son créateur, Andrew Schuldeis.
Hi, my name is Andrew Schuldeis and I worked on a game called Tunic.
Nous avons commencé l'entrevue en revenant sur l'origine de ce jeu. Nous lui avons demandé comment l'idée pour Tunic lui était venue.
Well, I had always wanted to make a game about secrets, about that sort of feeling of discovery, of wandering through the woods and wondering what's around every corner. And I worked at a game studio here in Halifax making casual games, which was interesting, but not really what I wanted to do. It wasn't the sort of game that spoke to me. And so I ended up quitting my job back in 2015 and thought, I'm going to make this game that is about discovery and wonder and exploration. And it took 7 years, but eventually Tunic came out in March of this year, and people seemed to like it.
En effet, comme Andrew vient de l'expliquer, il lui a fallu 7 ans pour créer le jeu. Nous étions curieux de savoir comment il a réussi à se financer durant toutes ces années.
So for the first little while, it was self-funded. I had savings and used those. And then I was able to use that time to build a small prototype, you know, a playable version of the game that people could check out, which was enough to get some investment. And eventually I was able to partner with a publisher called Finji, who are from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Bien qu'il a commencé seul, Andrew a quand même été aidé au fur et à mesure de cette aventure pour finir le jeu. Il n'était effectivement pas en mesure de faire tout seul, comme par exemple tout ce qui touche à la musique. Pour ce domaine, il a fait appel à Power Up Audio, un studio à Vancouver qui s'occupe généralement de faire les sons et musiques des jeux vidéo, ainsi que Terence Lee et Janice Kwan, deux compositeurs. Bien qu'il savait qu'il aurait besoin d'aide au niveau musical, il avoue avoir été surpris d'avoir également besoin de quelqu'un pour le côté business et administratif.
Those were the things that I knew I would need help with, you know, audio and music. And what I didn't realize that I would need help with is the sort of the business side of things, you know, making sure people know about your game and figuring out how to do contract negotiations and multi-platform development and all that sort of thing that requires industry wisdom. And so I was able to work with a few people like Felix Kramer and Finji with Becca and Adam Saltzman.
Au travers des graphismes et de l'ambiance de Tunic, on peut sentir une forte inspiration des jeux Zelda de l'entreprise japonaise Nintendo. Andrew nous en a parlé.
And for me, the inspiration comes mostly from the very first game, or I guess first two games, which are games that were on the NES back in the 80s. And those games, I think, have this very particular quality, especially the first one, where it feels like you are truly exploring a world. You know, you are sort of left in this big open space with with nothing but the inspiration to explore.
Le développeur a partagé avec nous sa réaction à l'annonce de ses nominations.
Momentary confusion, because I got a message that from one of the team members from Kevin Regamy from Power Up Audio that said, 3 noms, nice. I was like, 3 noms, what is he talking about? And then I checked and I was like, oh, goodness me, that's 3 nominations for the Game Awards. You know, we thought, you know, like, oh, I wonder if we'll get a nomination. That would be neat. And then 3, which was really astounding and really an honor. And some of them are up against just enormous juggernauts of the industry. Like, I think the action adventure category has God of War in it, you know, which is absurd. That's ridiculous. What a strange and wonderful feeling.
L'industrie du jeu vidéo est en développement à Halifax. La ville mise sur ce genre de domaine pour attirer les jeunes dynamiques. Des grands studios tels que Ubisoft sont venus s'installer ici. Nous avons demandé à Andrew s'il pensait qu'Halifax pouvait devenir prochainement une ville importante pour le jeu vidéo.
I would love that very much, for sure. There's, I think, a lot of interest here. I helped start up a monthly meeting many years ago called the Halifax Game Collective, where people could get together and share games that they were working on, you know, or just maybe they're interested in game development and wanted to come by and meet like-minded people. And the pandemic sort of put an end to that, but it would be nice to spin that up again at some point when it's safe to do so. But yeah, I think Halifax is sort of interestingly positioned because it's a great city. It's not too big, right? But it's not too small. Right now, yeah, a handful of studios that have been around for a while, whether they're working on their own things or working as satellite studios for larger concerns like Ubisoft and the like. And I would love to see some more of that.
En tout cas, il ne sait pas lui-même s'il ouvrira son propre studio un jour. Pour l'instant, il essaye de se reposer après ses 7 années de développement.
That's a good question. After having worked on Tunic for 7 years, I think I'm ready to take a little bit of a break. So I'm not exactly sure what I'll be doing next. I do very much enjoy working with people. That was one of the things that I learned working on a project like this is, for many reasons, interacting with other humans is very helpful for the creative process, both for feedback and for mental stability and just to have a sounding board for things. And so were I to work on another project, I think from the very start, it would probably be with a team. Now, I don't know if that would be me starting a studio or something.
Comme il vient de l'expliquer, bien qu'il soit développeur indépendant, Andrew nous a révélé apprécier travailler en équipe, bien que déléguer demande une certaine confiance.
It can be, but I think that that's mitigated by two things. Number one is communication, where things that are important to convey get conveyed and understood. Both ways, obviously. And secondly, is working with people that you trust. And that means, hey, you know a lot about music and I don't. And so I'm going to trust you to take this and make it your own. I'm not interested in telling someone exactly how something should sound, for instance, because they're the expert in that.
Pour les personnes inspirées par le travail d'Andrew, voilà ces mots d'encouragement si vous avez toujours eu l'envie de créer votre propre jeu.
Yeah, so if you are interested in making games, first of all, do it. Like, get started. You can do it. I believe in you. But if you are listening to this and you are interested in making games, I think the most practical advice I can offer is don't worry about doing it right. It is much more important just to get started than to do it correctly.
Enfin, Andrew est revenu avec nous sur la traduction francophone du jeu qui a demandé un effort un peu particulier. On peut noter également que le jeu est traduit en français ainsi qu'en québécois.
So we did some extra work on the French localization. The original version was not up to snuff, and so we brought on some extra people to really do a good job with the French localization and had some interesting sort of puzzles to solve. One of them being that some of the characters in the game are explicitly not gendered. And with French, that can be very difficult because you have a lot of conjugations that rely on that. And so we needed to do some very tricky things, like some of the names of characters are chosen to begin with a vowel so that an L apostrophe can be used to allow for ambiguity with gender. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly, yes.
And some of the terminology that was used was sort of pulled from sort of arcane old French to make it feel in a sort of particular way that it is sort of fantastical and old. Like part of Tunic's aesthetic is feeling like everything's a little bit off or not meant for you or already poorly translated. And so using some of this arcane terminology helped with that a lot. And so I think that I do not speak or read French well enough to appreciate it fully, but my understanding is that the French localization is especially good.
Tunic est disponible sur presque toutes les consoles PS4, PS5, Switch, PC, Mac, Xbox. Vous retrouverez le jeu sur vos plateformes habituelles d'achat et vous pouvez également faire un tour sur le site du jeu tunicgame.ca pour trouver plus de renseignements ainsi que de la merchandising si vous voulez soutenir le jeu. Pour finir, Andrew nous a donné un dernier conseil.
If you're interested in making games, again, I would encourage you to get started, to not worry about doing it right. And the other piece of advice I would offer is to start small. Start so small that you barely even think that it's worth doing, because it will be more educational and complicated than you might expect. And finishing something is probably one of the most important skills that there is when it comes to producing art in general.
Merci beaucoup à Andrew Shaldice pour avoir pris le temps de répondre à nos questions. C'était Adèle de Oui 98 FM pour IGL Halifax.